Once again, at the Farm Broadcasters Convention, I'm visiting with Bob Stallman, who is chairman of the board that runs the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Bob, it was just, seems like it wasn't that long ago, but it's 2 years ago now that you were here and announced this this effort.
Yeah, it was here 2 years ago at the NAFB meeting that we announced our formation. It took us a while to get up and running. We've been running our active programs for about 14 months now, 15 months. So we're starting into our second year of effort. We had a very successful first year, and we're looking for more and better year in 2013.
Well, as you have seen the Alliance come together, form, start these activities, that's included some industry partners, and really the effort looks like it's really taken off.
Well, we think it has. I mean, our first goal was to get all the producer groups aligned in the country, and in essence, we got most of them. You know, we have a broader effort amongst producer groups than anything that has ever occurred before. And so then we wanted to bring in the checkoff programs, and then we wanted to bring in industry partners. Now, most of our funding still comes from the producer groups, the checkoff programs, but we think it's very important to have our industry partners engaged, and they think it's important too because, you know, their fate, you know, rises and falls with the fate of farmers and ranchers, and this issue of consumer trust and how we raise and grow food is just as important to them.
How do you feel about the types of programs you've put on in terms of accomplishing this mission of communicating with consumers about where their food comes from?
Well, we're off and running. I mean, we knew that this is needs to be a long-term effort, but we've made, I think, really good progress in terms of engaging consumer influencers and setting up a social media web-based platform that allows farmers and ranchers to interact with consumers directly and consumers with them. We've done some pretty groundbreaking research to understand what the concerns of consumers are and how they want to engage and, you know, the manner in which they want their questions answered. And so that's been all very positive. We've had some high profile events, the Food Dialogue events, one out in Hollywood, California, where we got a taste of, you know, kind of what the Hollywood crowd is looking for in terms of information on agriculture. And we have a big event coming up next week with the New York Food Dialogues. And we're looking forward there to have some very good conversations on biotechnology, antibiotics, and, you know, how the media has influenced the choices that consumers make.
Well, I'm looking forward, in fact, to be at that Food Dialogues. I've kind of participated a couple of them through the internet. You mentioned that these are streamed live, so anybody essentially can tune in on their computer, even actually on their smartphone if they want to.
Yeah, if they're better at technology than I am, they can do it with their little smartphone. And that was our goal all along, was to be very open, very transparent about what we're doing. You know, we understand people may not agree with us all the time, but we want to have the conversation anyway. And having that web-based platform, you can go to fooddialogues.com and access all of our programs. And we encourage people to look at our web streaming of our big Food Dialogue events. They can get a real feel for what we're doing.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I think we can just point people to fooddialogues.com. That's where they can see what USFRA is doing and actually participate November 15th in the New York Food Dialogues. Thank you very much, Bob Stallman. Kind of give us an update on the progress of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance here at the Farm Broadcasters Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.